same word. Because you know everything more than the life history of Swamiji. How he could get to that in very short time. But that is a specialty of Swamiji, you know more than this. So today is Vishwarupa Mahotsav. Who is Vishwarupa? As a Dharma Station Mahatma, Nimai Prabhu. He used to go to India for Advaita Charity, of Vaishnava and Advaita. Was of Vaishnava. Advaita ministers, 1 week, Krishna. And Advaita ministers, he was a charge of Bhakti Kala. So it was Advaita. He was the first Lord in the person. Anyone who went into school, but it was totally that he will be converted into very big Vaishnava. Vishwarupa Prabhu in Baldeva. Nothing, but not fully. In Baldeva, Vishwarupa Prabhu was the son of Vasudeva coming in the room of home of Devaki Devi. And Nityananda is the son of Vasudeva Prabhu being in the home of Prabhu. Some people in the home of Devaki Devi was offered in Madhura. And the Rohini living in Mahapati, this is Yashoda. So the home in the Rohini was his school. And found in Devaki was part. As Krishna was part in Devaki and told him, so Vishwarupa was part of Baldeva, being in the home of Devaki, and became in the shape of Vishwarupa. He took sannyas today, came to the school, he knew that he hardly knows always. Not a karma. And full of misery. Anyone can be having with it. All kinds of worldly things in this world. And we are part and parcel of Krishna. We are Krishna Das. So hearing all these things, Vishwarupa determined that he should be sufficient to take sannyas and start the Krishna. Because he left the home, right, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a very little baby, at the age of only 5-6 years old. Father was not alive at that time, only mother was there, and he was then hired to manage his life, his family, and so on. Second Vishwarupa the mother and soul and head. Father went away. And the other denied that he was such mother always. And he may feel that well. He tried to follow. When he went, but then this thing was not meant to have a connection with Vaishnava mentality. He met there Kishapurita. Initiation. Initiation, as we see that it is a fact of only one day when Guru is followed. And we go and hear the mantra and we are out. It is a part of our work of taking initiation is over. It only one hour or an hour after 10 minutes. I am giving but it is not true.
Then in the register,
only reading, no reading, nothing, no class at all. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Gaya up to Godavari bend, he had to go through many stages. So we have to completely do like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from this Vishwarup Mahotsav. He told his associates that I am going to see where to disturb him, to discover. To search for Vishwarup. But actual thing was not there. There are so many reasons to go there. He only told general people that I am going to search Vishwarup. But he was going to instruct of Gopi Prem what he has to give. And it will be only from him. And to preach everywhere Krishna name. What is preaching? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he did not told Gita. He did not told Bhagavad at that time to general person. To a like generally. Like animals. At that time, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the sentence that I am reading Gita, you should take lessons, take my class, will that bear qualified to take Gita? No. He can say loudly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Anywhere in his writing, he was
photography. Keep us more try to preach or the code word or the message about Goswami Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Sanatana and our Guru. This will be the best service of us. Now the time is over. Mahaprasad is offered to the people and we will do some Kirtan and then Prasad.
Of working, less and less working. Inside that tree, Krishna told, now it is night, full moon, the rays of moon, very madhu, and they are bathing trees and creepers in his very snigdha moonlight. It seems that Chandra is a Nayak, Lapar, and night is Naika. Naika means
beloved.
And moon by his rays, rays is hand. Rays are hands. By his rays, by hand. Taken a red color, abir, kumkum, you know, and if a lover gives that color to the face, mouth of beloved, as if Chandra is giving, his beloved is Purvadisha. Purvadisha means, Purv means eastern side. His beloved is Purva Disha, Chandra, and by his raised hands, Chandra gives kumkum to the mouth of his priya, that is Purva Disha. That is, by rising of Chandra, Purva Disha means western side, becomes somewhat red, or somewhat like gold. Vyas Atva Sukhdev Goswami has decorated this scene in Naik and Naikabha, beloved and beloved. Krishna has come in Chandravansa.
Yes.
So he is
descendant
from Chandra. He thinks that he is my respected person in my khanda, who means my generation. So Chandra is saying me that I love Purva Disha and giving red color on the mouth of my beloved. In so manner, he should give kumkum to the gopis and he should do rash, because I also do rash. These all stars are my beloved. And in the middle, I live. In the middle, I am Vichandra. And all taras are beloved. And I am doing grass. We whole are dancing. In the middle I am, and
round.
All round are
stars.
All stars have special names. and they all are my beloved. So you should don't fear. Example and example and. So you should do brush. No harm at all. These stars are wives of so many devatas. Devatas, you know?
Demigods.
Huh? Demigods. So don't fear. So Krishna called them. He's telling under that tree, oh, you have gone. I do swagat to you. Swagat means?
I welcome.
Oh, you have come to see me because I am God. I am God of God. And I am very beautiful, so you have come to see me. You have seen me? Return to your homes. Gopis are watching. What is the inner intention of Krishna? Why he is so cautious? Telling so. They could not say anything. They are watching and hearing. Krishna told again, oh, why you are here? You should go to home and serve your husbands. If a husband is lying, if the husband is
blind,
check a little, and serve your husbands. If they are blind, if they are lame, if they are rogi, chawad, they are what? Leprosy. Anything. But you should certainly obey and serve your husband. If you are not doing, you are coming, leaving them. So you will not go to heaven. And you are doing sin, so you should at once return. At last, Gopi broke their silence and told that, oh, you are my guru. Because you are giving so many precious and valuable upadesh,
instructions.
And today we have received the diksha from you. So you are certainly our guru. But in Shastra, it has told that first you should obey and serve your Gurudev. Do archan first and then to anyone. Then to Krishna, Bhagavan and all others. Hello. So, we have right, Shastra has given right us to first obey and serve you because you are Guru. So, we are unconditionally. We are giving ourselves to your feet. Sarva dharman parityajyamam ekam saranam. Bhagavan has told you are Bhagavan. You have told that living all dharms, you should be saranagat, completely surrender to me. I am the husband of husband. I am Jagat Guru. So we are giving ourselves unconditionally surrendered to your feet. You should accept us. If you are not accepting, then you will have seen, you will have to go in hell and all others. Krishna began to laugh. Here there is a shloka in Srimad Bhagavatam. Rajanne esa ghoro rupa, ghoro sakta nishevita, patiyat varajam neha, thayam istri bhishu madhyama. Krishna is telling that now it is very deep night. There is very deep andhakar, dark, and ghoro rupa. Gorpa manse, very fearful, and singha, lions, tigers, and bhalu, deer, are roaming here and there. So you should go, pratijat, brajam, so at once go to your homes. Gopis are telling, we never go. We cannot go. You have taken our heart. So at first gig, you have stolen our hearts by flute. So give our heart and then we will return. Without taking our heart, only by physical body, minus heart, we cannot go. If we go, what we will do after going? So we will not go. One thing, you are very rushy. Your intention is that in this night we should stay here with you. You want. But we are very pativrata. Pativrata? Husband, only one husband. That is called pativrata. We never have seen any person leaving our husbands. But today you are telling us, Rajanne Esa, it is night, it is dark. You should not go return to your house. You should be here. We will never stay here. We are going to our husbands. Don't sit towards us. Seeing this, they began to return. Then Krishna called them away. So these are under the tree of Bansiva. Here all gopis gathered and Rash began. And from here Krishna vanished away with Radhika. And from here gopis became mad and were searching hither and thither, asking where is Krishna to every trees and creepers. Tulasi. So when Krishna again appeared before gopis, they again came to this Bansiva, and again Krishna, he sat down on the dupatta of gopis. This is dupatta. One gopi took the legs of Krishna, feet of Krishna, in her lap, and was telling that, oh, you should not do like this. We have left everything for you, and you have left us. Don't again leave us. Another gopi catch hold of Krishna, right hand in her lap. Our hands in hands, and began to weep. Oh, you are very much cruel. You should not be like this. One gopi took the left hand of Krishna And she was only waiting, not doing nothing. One copy, very far away from Krishna, standing. She was only watching and seeing towards Krishna. It, like this. Bankim Bhru.
I grew.
Like what? She was very angry and only seeing towards this. And by his sight, he was telling something Krishna. And by this gopi, by the sight of this gopi, Krishna assumed so much and understood everything that gopi wanted to say Krishna. Then here Krishna told them, gopis, one gopi, again, that gopi, very gopi, Anupta Radhika, that was Radhika, the gopi who has taken the feet of Krishna, that was Shiva Chandravali, hand Shyamala and Bhadra. So, at last gopis tells Krishna that, oh Krishna, there are three kinds of persons. One is that if when anyone does prem, then he does prem. Priti. Priti to priti. And another kind of person is that whether anyone does prem or not prem, but yet he does prem. And third is, whether you do prem or not prem, he will never do prem. So, Gopi Atat Srimati Radhika is asking Krishna, three kinds of person, who are you? In three kinds of persons, in what type of you are? You are first or second or third? First you cannot be, because we are doing prem and you are not doing. Second, without doing prem or not doing he does prem, you cannot do. And third is like you. If anyone does prem or not, he does not prem. Perhaps you are in this category. Krishna began to laugh. He told that, O Priyatama, I am not of any one of these categories. One who does prem, after taking prem from anyone, if a man does prem and then he does prem, they are baniya. Baniya means
merchant.
Only merchant. If anything you will give, they will give something to you. So I am not merchant. In this prem, there is no dharma, no better quality of anything. They are swarthi. Swarthi means
selfish.
They are only selfish. So no dharma at all. Following? No dharma. Nothing good in this. Second type are father and mother and Gurudev. If a sishya or son or daughter loves or not loves his father, mother and guru, that not sorrow, yet they have kind sight on them. They love a wretched sishya, son or daughter. They are dharmic and they are pure. And something, everything is better in them. I am not within these two categories. And you are accepting this. Now third category, they are four kinds of persons in this category, in last category. One, those who are Atmaram. Atmaram is the word in Srimad Bhagavatam. Those who are Ramaning in his Atman. Mane, what is?
In English, self-satisfied. They are satisfied in the self.
That is Atmaram. Aptakam, those, everything is fulfilled. Nothing to have, anything. No ambition, no anything. Everything has been fulfilled. That is called Atmaram. Aptakam. Like Sukadeva Goswami, Sanat Sanandana Sanat Kumar. They are all Aptakam. Or Atmaram, these are also Atmaram. Third is Guru Drohi. Guru Drohi means those who are not serving his father and mother and Gurudev. Then they are Guru Drohi, against Guru, evil doer of Guru and father and mother. They are very wretched persons. They are more than animals. They are Guru Drohi. And Akritagya, ungrateful. If I am doing something good to you, what do you deny? That is ungrateful. I am not anyone within these things, in these categories. I am not Aptakam. I am master and everything of Aptakam, not only Aptakam. I am Aradha of Aptakam. Atmaram, I am not Atmaram. But Atmaram,
thinking of me.
Thinking of me. And that is why they have become Atmaram and Atmaram. And I am not Guru Drohi. I am so much greater than Guru Sevak also. And not ungrateful. Then why I disappeared? We have given everything and forget everything for your religious own. You have given up your husband, your lajja. Lajja means shame. Wife, istri. Women can leave everything, but not same. Same is more than of women. But you have left this also. Husband, children, everything. Even the happiness for bodies and self, anything. So, I wanted to give you something, some more thinking about me. So I disappeared, as if a very poor man, he had not a single paisa, and he anyhow, very fortunate.
He gives something,
a very coin of gold, Archintamani, yes. He receives. But he don't know that what is this. He imagines that it is a piece of glass, broken glass. Anyone took that Chintamani. He began to search where this piece of broken glasses, but he could not find. A man asked him, what you are searching? He told that, I am searching, I have received any piece of broken glass, very, very good, looking good. So I'm searching. Oh, I have seen that thing. This was not a piece of glass broken, but it was Parashmani Chintamani. By touching in iron, that iron will become gold. So precious thing. You have lost this. Tell me if he can help. Began to cry, weeping. Oh, I have lost this very valuable thing. And always always remembering and weeping whole day and night. So you are loving me, but yet there is some lacking in your brain. I wanted that this would be fulfilled. So I vanished. That you should think and think and think, remember and remember me. That is why I became vanished. That your brain should develop and develop so that one will know that gopis are the last stage of brain. Jagat knows, all world knows that in meeting, how joyful they are. But in separation, how they are, anyone does not know. Now they will know, and they will always remember you, all gopis, not to me, but they will think only the dust of gopi feet. Bande Nanda Braja Istrinam Padurunim Avikrasa Vyasam Harikato Gita Punati Dvanatya. Oh, you are very lucky and very lucky. I will not give anything in revenge.
Exchange.
That you have given to me. So I will be always ready and running to you. Ready?
Detective.
So please be placed upon me. I will be debited to you. All the daggers were done in under the tree of Vanshivat. In nearby there is a place of Gopeshwar Mahadev. He came from Kailash at first and wanted to go to Vanshivat. See pastimes of Ras Leela. But Gopi checked him at the sima of, at the border of Vrindavan, near Akrur Ghat, the border of Vrindavan and Mathura. Shankar began to weep and began to meditate in Yoga Maya, Paurnamasa. After thousands of years, she became visible to Shankar and told him to ask that you want. Shankar told that, I want to see the Ras Leela of Krishna. What you cannot see, very, very durlabh for you. Any man having the abhiman, proud may not have, like proud, that I am woman and I am gopi and my marriage has been done to a gopi, that gopi can see. Those who have no disqualification. A male cannot go there. Any male rather than Krishna can see this. You are male, you can go. Then he began to weep and catch hold the feet of Guru Maya. Then he at once took the hands of Shankar gave him in the Brahma Sarova, Brahma Tata, Brahma Tata, and put him in the pond, that pond, Brahma Tata. And he put out of water, she became very, very beautiful gopi, and told her, Purnimandi, that you should be watch from there by hiding on a Pinikunja where now Gopiswar Mahadev is situated in groves. Told nothing. When Raj began, then gopis are saying Paraspar, each other, and to Krishna, that today we are not feeling so happy, and no taste in rasa. Why? It seems that any person who has no qualification and not sajatiya qualification like gopis, some other nature person have come here. They began to search all gopis, lakhs and lakhs of gopis. At least they found a new gopi there. They caught hold of their beni and asked, who are you? She cannot tell who is she. Because Purnadevi has not given any name. Who are you? What is the name of your husband? What is your name? What is the name of your parents and sasur and sas, sasur and father-in-law, mother-in-law? Is there any brother of you? Where is your village? Where is your father-in-law's abode, place? No reply. Oh, you are newcomer. You have no qualification that a gopi should have. So catch hold of their belly and began to do like this. She began to weep at last. She remembered Purnima Devi. At once came. She requested them not to beat her. She is my Kripa Patri. He is my object of mercy. So you should be merciful of him. Please give him right to see your Ras. Then Krishna became very much pleased, and Radhika and Gopis, and told her that your name is Gopiswar, and now you can see our Ras, and we are giving you power that if a newcomer, new sadhak comes in Vrindavan, and if you permit, then he can enter in Vrindavan. And his ambition is fulfilled. Without your mercy, he is not fulfilled. So this was done at still a symbol murti of Gopiswar Mahadev is in Rashma. So it is our Aradhya Dev like Krishna. Siman Rasta Rasarambi Bansi Bhat Tatastita Karsan Bhain Sunail Gopi Gopi. This is a Nitya place, Nitya Bansi Bhat. Always in the night, Krishna calls Gopi under